Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
One of the songs that I love the arrangement on is Empty Bowl, where you have these overlapping sounds between the acoustic guitar and the piano and the Hammond and the bass drum thump thump that starts it. And they're not playing the same melody at the same time. They're syncopated, but they're combined into this. And then the lyrics, you talk about these childlike experiences. You know, I was wondering where that came from. Did it come from your own childhood?
It's a funny story with that one, actually. So I was visiting some family and it was in the evening and I started to notice that I just was not being a terribly nice person. And so I sent myself to my room. And
we should all do that more.
Right? Well, we're all kind of forced to do it now. It's like we kind of like to get out of our rooms. But so I sent myself up to my room where I stay at my parents' house and I just told myself, I said, you know, I'm not coming back down until I can say something nice, which was, you know, the next day. I think I might have been visiting my family, my parents without all of my family. Like, I think my kids were there and it was just me and them. So I was like, well, I'm a songwriter. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write. And in the room where I stay at my parents' house, there's this beautiful old desk with a mirror over it. And on top of the desk is this hand-turned wooden bowl. My aunt, who lives down in North Carolina, has collected a lot of work from artisans down in Black Mountain area and Asheville, up in the mountains. So anyway, this beautiful hand-turned wooden bowl. And I was like, just be the empty bowl. And I was like, really? We're going to write that song?
That's a terrible lyric. I could never write a song and I'm not calling it Empty Bowl.
I know, right? I'm not calling it Empty Bowl and I'm not going to take it to California, produce it with all these fantastic musicians and have it coming out sounding fabulous. I didn't think all of those things. Every songwriter has moments when they're angry and they're trying to figure out how to say that stuff. You know, even if it's totally unjustified, like in my situation, there was no reason for me to be angry about anything that night. It was just the way I was feeling. I'm not a good angry songwriter. I don't know. Maybe they cut too hard or I just haven't got the distortion going loud enough on my electric yet. But, you know, it's like I don't write angry songs very well. But that was actually a sublimated angry song. And it was really the first line that came to me. And I was like, we're going to roll with that. It was like 100% advice to myself. And I wrote it in about 30 minutes. I wrote a couple verses. We ended up taking one out that didn't really work as well. Actually, no, we took half of the bridge. I had a longer bridge in there. But we pared it down to the core message and made enough space in it that there was room for enhancement, elaboration musically. And so the simpleness of the chord progression, you know, came out of that moment. So that was a pretty quick one. I call that writing as an aside. Like, okay, I've got this other song I'm just like breaking my head against. I'm sure I had like some other song that it was horribly overwritten, but that's just how I keep my chops up. You know, I write. And then I just like, oh, screw it. I just need to write something. And that's where the better songs come from. I'm not beating my head against a wall. I'm not over trying. I'm just in good shape, you know, and then the good song can come out. So that's where that one came from.
The song has one of my favorite lyrics, just head down that hill, let life live you, which is really such a simple thing, but I've never heard it expressed that way.
Yeah. And to this day, I'm not sure if I agree with that. You know, it's interesting. That line came to me that night and I remember the feeling of like that line came to me and I was just like, what? It doesn't make any sense. Well, that's a 180 from the way I usually try to live, which is, you know, trying to move towards being more intentional and less asleep about things, right? And I was like, whoa, but I think that's the message that I'm needing right now. It's like, just let's take the edge off here. Let's not overstate the importance of this one life, even though it is the only life I have, and it is very important. The same way with everyone's. It's like, there's a time to be forceful and intentional. And for some of us, there are more times that naturally happen like that. And so like for me, my job is to, I've learned from this song, you know, in part, it's like there are times to just, especially, you know, I've been feeling it these last couple of months, there's times to just like take a step back, let time pass, let the life go.
Talk to me about the musical arrangement. Am I reading it right there where you have these, like, it almost feels like it might be hard to play because everybody comes in at a different part
of
the
right?
song.
So if I'm remembering all this correctly, I mean, the way I play that solo, I do put a lot of syncopation in my guitar forms with my right hand. And whether I'm strumming or picking or whatever, one of the things that Shane did so brilliantly and I was so moved by with this song was picking up on the melodic elements of my solo guitar playing. So that was endemic to the basic guitar form that was there. So those different pieces that are happening actually are pulled out of the core guitar playing for that song.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately.
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby.
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.